One, two, three. Good morning, everyone. The shiur is dedicated to the memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan Hareni Kaparat Mishkavo. This shiur is a series called...
The Mourners.
Nice.
Oh, you're close, but no cigar. Good thing you don't smoke. You have it written down, that's good. Okay. Murmurings of a millionaire mourner.
M&M's.
Nice. What I'm trying to do this year is to look at the davening in a minyan as I saw it throughout the year. I daven in a minyan because the same reason you daven in a minyan. It's an obligation when you live within a mil of a minyan, within 18 minutes probably of driving or perhaps of walking to a minyan. But when you're a mourner, there's certain things you find in the minyan simply because you're in that situation. So today is one of those examples. And the question I'm going to start with is, have you ever seen a situation in a shul where Avel number one davens, Chazarat Hashatz, Tachanun if there is, Chatzi Kaddish, and then someone else takes over?
Mm-hmm.
You saw it. Who shouldn't take over? There's three kinds of Avelim of mourners out there. The first is a guy who can daven well. The second is a guy who davens well but comes late to shul. And the third gentleman comes on time to shul, but he davens terribly. Either he's too fast or too slow. He can't pronounce the words or he pronounces it too well. Who shouldn't, of the three, take over at Ashrei Uval Etzion? That slow or fast fellow. If they say to him, listen, you're slow, you're fast, but take over Ashrei Uval Etzion, you haven't solved anything. You're going to get the same complaints after davening. And I'll tell you why. You have Ashrei, Lam Natseach, if you say it in Uval Etzion. That's three paragraphs. The guy davens slow or fast. Then he says Chatzi Kaddish. And then at the end of davening, don't ask me who decided this great idea, there's three Kaddishim. The first one you're tolerant, the second one you get upset, by the third one you say, we all have to suffer because his mother died. So that one shouldn't take over. End of shir, gamanu. But the first two, the guy who came late but knows how to daven, the guy who knows how to daven came on time, but someone else was up there. Those two, can they take over in Ashrei Uval Etzion? So logically, answer number one, yeah. Now answer number two, halachically. So we first use our logic, and then we go look in the halacha. Halacha doesn't always get dictated by logic, Arthur. How do I know that? That was ultimately, as Rav Soloveitchik says, Korach's idiom. As a matter of fact, Korach's a philosophy. He says, logic. If I have a lot of svarim in the room, I only need a little mezuzah with four parshiot from the Torah. Logic. I'll take it further. Why do we need a mikveh? We have a bath in our house today. Why do you need to put the strings on it? That's logic. Halachic logic doesn't always work like regular logic. However, Bruce, there's people out there that think, oh, I only work with halachic logic. Using my brain to have common sense, no. Everybody here knows, any posek will quote it, that there's a fifth Shulchan Aruch. There's four sections of Shulchan Aruch, halachic knowledge and logic. What's the fifth? The most uncommon thing in the world, common sense. Most uncommon in the world. So, common sense, the guy can take over. Halachically, can he can? Well, the answer is going to be, is there indeed a connection between Chazarat Hashatz Tachanun and Ashrei Uval Etzion? If they're connected, you can't separate them. Same chazan. If they're not connected, you could. So on the right side of the page, you'll see that there's a very strong argument to make that they're connected. And no, the chazan can't take over in Ashrei Uval Etzion if he didn't say Chazarat Hashatz. The same Chazarat Hashatz chazan has to do Ashrei Uval Etzion with the Kaddish Titkabil. Where does that come from? Let's see. Yes, Bruce. What? Question already. We haven't said anything. Well, Bruce has a question.
Why do you think that anyone should ever switch during a davening time? It's one davening, they have the same nusach, and then they switch it to nusach. So you're saying the pace is different, the nusach is different. What gives permission to switch?
For the same reason that on this table, some people have a cup of coffee, some people are drinking water, and some people are drinking Schweppes, no sugar, which is a good joke because it's made out of apples and they have a lot of sugar. Now, why do you have all three on the table? Just put water. The answer is, how does it say? Variety is the taste of life. What, you want everything to be the same? Everyone should dress alike, think alike, daven alike. We want a little variation. We want to go home and say, the chazan chazarat hashatz, beautiful. The other one, I didn't care for. We have to have, if not, what are you going to talk about at breakfast? Nothing. All right? So we want this davening to be excited. We want people up there. You want the first guy who's okay, the second guy a little more okay. Now, can it be done on the right side of the page? Everybody ready? Let's go. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins as follows. Gam shliach tzibur tzarich lifsoa a gimel psiot keshemin palel balachash. After the chazan finishes, he's silent, Shmoneh Esrei, he takes 3 steps back. You would have thought he doesn't have to take 3 steps back. Why?
He says Kaddish afterwards.
No, he's saying Chazarat Hashatz afterwards.
Oh,
he's continuing to daven, albeit now publicly and not privately. No, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you take your 3 steps back, davening in silence has done, and now we're going to start the public Amidah. Now comes the clincher. Everybody ready? Ukishiyachzor atfilo bekol ram, ein tzarich lachzor lifsoa gimel psiot. But when he finishes Chazarat Hashatz, ha-mevarech et amo Yisrael ba-shalom, everyone says, amen. Preferably, you should say Yehiyu l'ratzon imreifi v'hegyon libi l'fanecha Hashem tzori v'goali out loud, because it's part of davening. That's what the Chazal mitaken. And he doesn't have to take 3 steps back. Why not? Why not?
He's saying a Kaddish Arim at the end.
Says Harold, I'm looking at the source sheet, as opposed to everyone on the table who's looking at the walls, because the shear's been boring until now. And Harold said to himself, listen, there's a source sheet in front of me. I wonder why it's there. He said, oh, maybe he wants us to look in it. Oh, good idea! So everyone look in the source sheet now. Everybody ready? Not your phones, the source sheet. Says the Mishnah Bura, who agrees with Harold, the Somech al Psiot shel Kaddish Sha'achar Baritzion. No problem. He's going to take 3 steps back after the Kaddish Shalem. Bruce, you have a problem with that?
What?
No, anyone? Mr. Minkoff, known as Alex. You have a problem with that? Let me ask you a question. I finished davening. Tefillah Belachash. I didn't take 3 steps back. I just walked away. I talked to you. I had a little bottle of schnapps, a little bit of cake, and then 2 hours later, I took 3 steps back when I was waiting online in the supermarket. Does anyone in this room believe that that's okay? Everything I just said is not okay. No, you don't drink a bottle of schnapps. What are you, nuts? Number 2 is cake, cholesterol, diabetes. And number 3, what do you mean you take 3 steps back 2 hours later? 3 steps back you have to take when you finish. It's totally disconnected, says the Mishnah Brura. No, it's not. Ready for this? Alpha pi shemefsikin bekriyat haTorah. Hallel, Avinu Malkeinu. Think about Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Chazan finishes, HaMevarech Damo Yisrael V'Shalom, Yehiyu L'Ratzon Yimrefi, and then he says, Avinu Malkeinu. And then he says, Tachnun, the long Tachnun. And then they take out the Torah. And then they put it on the Bima. And then they get 3 aliyahs. And we pray to God that no one has a simcha, so we won't have to sing, because davening is going to be that much longer. But Baruch Hashem, there's no simcha, we're nice and sad today. And they put back the Torah. And then he says, Ashrei, how much time went by since he finished his silent Shmoneh Esrei, his public Shmoneh Esrei? Ah, good, what? 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah,
says the Mishnah Berurah. No problem, because Harold says, and the Chafetz Chaim agrees with Harold, that Kulu l'seda tefillah b'im. Says the Trumat HaDeshen that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Everything's connected. You're not drinking a schnapps, eating a piece of cake, talking about the weather and the upcoming Israeli elections. You are talking davening. You're in the middle of davening. Davening is both the public Amida, the Avinu Malkeinu, the Hallel, all part of davening, so there's no hefsek. So even though the Chazan finished his public Amida 15 minutes ago, there's no hefsek because he's going to say Kaddish Tiskabel, which ends with Oseh Shalom, and he'll take it 3 steps back then. Umikan dikteku the prisha and the prima gadim. The ein lashliach tzibur ledaver beinu lebeinu besicha. Shalom inyanei atfila. Ki ha-kaddish chozer atfila. So therefore, if the Kaddish is connected to everything before between the Kaddish and the public Amida, you can't talk. The minute you talk, it's a hefsek. You want to talk, take your 3 steps back. What do we learn from here? We learn many things. First of all, we learned that everything after the public Amida is connected to davening. Number 2 is, it's not just wallpaper. It actually is davening. Number 2, how can you separate between Chazan number 1 and Chazan number 2? The Kaddish Shalem is connected to the Chazarat Hashatz. So the one that said Chazarat Hashatz has to be mixed to Kaddish Shalem. And he can't talk in between, etc. You can't separate according to this. So you don't believe me? Let's take another Makor.
How do you have a... sometimes if you have, let's say, three of Be'ilim and everybody wants to down from the Yom. So you have some people go to Yishtabach to Ashrei and Ashrei to the end.
Okay, up until Yishtabach is not a problem. It's just Pesukei Dezimra. But the minute you start with Baruch Hu, the answer is going to be Harold. There's three people, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. No separation.
There are some shuls that you split by. Ah,
we're going to get there, Harold. Take it easy. We're going to get there. We're building up. So first of all, according to this Makor, if the guy doesn't have to take three steps back after he finishes Chazarat Hashatz, then it means that the Kaddish Shalem goes with the Chazarat Hashatz. So maybe Harold will say, okay, no problem. The Mr. Chazarat Hashatz will sit down. Ashrei Lam Natzechu V'Alatzion, Avil number two will say. But Avil number one will come back up to say, Kaddish Shalom, and take it three steps back. Okay, a little crazy. Could be. However, the Raman, the second source on the right side, gives a little more problems for us. You want heartache? Here it comes. Three Avelim and Shul, Harold situation. They want to split up the davening, says the Raman. Ve'im yatsu l'achar she'itchilu b'kol ram v'kedusha. You have a minion of exactly 10. There's one gentleman there that has to get to work. He has a very big meeting. His life depends on it. Right after Kedusha, he runs out the door. How many are you left with?
Nine.
Everyone watch Sesame Street. Excellent. Nine. So, we have nine people left. Akel HaKadosh, the Chazin HaTachonein LaAdam Da'at. One guy who's looking around says, wait, 1 second, there's no vinyan. Did he do correct or not? No, says the Ramah. Yecholim LaHashlim Kol Seder Kedusha. They can finish the entire Kedusha, the entire Chazarat Hashatz, because they started with the minion. What you have to do is start with the minion. Afterward, the minion can leave. You start with the minion, good enough. And now comes the clincher. Ve'lomara kaddish shalem kishela acharea dishayach latfila. Shaharei omer titkabel tzalotan. Why do we say in kaddish shalem titkabel tzalotan, accept our prayers? What's prayer? The climax of prayer is the Amida. So here, this is very interesting. You start with the minion. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoteinu. One guy says, I don't like those forefathers. You know, Avraham brought his son Yitzhak to the Akedah, terrible. And Yaakov over there, did he put a number over love on? And then he favored Yosef. Not for me. He walks out. You can finish the Chazarat Hashatz. Ashrei U'Valetzino. Ofket Kaddish Titkabel. Meaning, 1 second, Harold. The Kaddish Titkabel is so connected to Chazarat Hashatz that even if you don't have a minion later, you started with the minion, it's part of that part of davening. Harold had a question, go.
Yeah, I have a question for you. According to that, it's all fine and dandy, but how can you talk to Berkas Kahanim if you only have nine people who, if the person looks at it after Kedusha?
Excellent question. Harold, you have two assumptions in that question. Number one is Berkas Kohanim is part of Chazarat Hashatz. So why can't you do Berkas Kohanim if you only have nine? That's assumption number one. It's part of Chazarat Hashatz. And number two is, anything that's part of the Chazarat Hashatz, that part of davening, you can do without a minion. Answer, it must be that Birkat Kohanim has to be said in Chazarat Hashatz, albeit it's not part of Chazarat Hashatz. Now I'm going to tell you how you know that. This is the litmus test. You ready? Here it comes. Let me ask you all a question. Before we do a mitzvah, do we usually say a bracha? All in all, yeah, Sherkid Yishan, Mustavit Sivano, to do this or to do that, right? Let me ask you a question. When you do Birkas Kohanim, you say a bracha?
Yes.
Asher Kid Yishan, Mugdushot Oshal Aram. If you would eat Truma, would you say a bracha? Absolutely. Asher Kid Yishan, Mugdushot Oshal Aram, Mugdushot Oshal Aram, Lechol Truma. Why don't you make a bracha before you say Kriyat Shema? Why don't you say Asher Kedishanu Mitzvot Avitzivanu Likro Kriyat Shema?
So you have brachas before Kriyat Shema.
Wait, I'll give you another question. How come you don't say a bracha on the Seder night before you Lesaper B'Yetziat Mitzrayim Asher Kedishanu Mitzvot Avitzivanu Lesaper B'Yetziat Mitzrayim? I believe the Avnei Nezer said it. Don't take me for my word. I heard it from Rav Shechter in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. He said as follows. The litmus test is as follows. If you have a bracha, then it's not part of whatever it is. If you don't have a bracha, it's part. Namely, the Chachamim didn't mitaken a bracha when it's not part, when it's part of other brachas. So at the Seder night, we start with Avodim Hayinu, we end with the bracha of Gaal Yisrael. So it's part of a bracha, it's part within a bracha. Kriyat Shema, we have two brachas before. At night, two brachas after, and during the day, one bracha after. So, if you have a bracha in between of Chazarat HaShatz, even though this bracha is before and after, Hatov Shimcha Lacha Na'el Lahodot before Birkas Kohanim, Hamavarech Tamo Yisrael Rashalom on the other side of Birkas Kohanim, they still metakin the bracha. This proves to us, Harold, that it's not part of Chazarat HaShatz, and therefore you don't have a minion. It's not part. Chazarat HaShatz is Kaddish Titkabel, yes. Birkas Kohanim, no. How do we know? Because we make a bracha. If you didn't make a bracha, you'd say it's part of it. Why not? It's part of it. That's the litmus test. Now back to our story. There is room to say that you can switch the chazan. Left side of the page. If I didn't have a left side of the page, this year would be boring. I'd say, no good. All right, that's it. Everyone, let's go out and eat cookies. Nah, good shear has to have a right side and a left side. When you have a machlokas, now we have what to talk about. Go.
When you said someone leaves the room, is there a number by which, when people leave the room, it gets to a point where the minimum is sort of canceled?
No, no, not that I know of.
Left alone, like the Rebbe leaving his MP3 of the...
If he's left alone, I would seriously consider that chazan maybe is not the right guy.
But he could actually finish himself.
Yeah. Now let's see the left side. Shirech Tzibur Shita. You ever have a chazan that makes a mistake? You know that guy that doesn't say Yalev V'Yavol, says Mashiv HaRuach HaMurid HaGeshem in the summer. You know, one of those guys. Now, the wonderful thing about davening, when I saw this all year, is that davening for most people is boring. I mean, it's the same thing every day, same thing every Shabbos. The excitement's going to be when someone makes a mistake. So, you know, you have people listening to laning very carefully. There's two kinds of people that listen to laning very carefully. One wants to hear the laning, kol hakavod lo. He listens carefully, he looks in the chumash, he's following. The other guy, he wants to have a little excitement, not to fall asleep in shul, big yisr to fall asleep in shul. So what does he do? He stands there, he listens to the chazan, the bal korah, and he's looking for the mistake. You know, as soon as the bal korah says, kasif, and not kesef, ho! What's the matter with you? It's kesef, not kasif. You know? That's the kind of people that are in shul. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, you think this is a 21st century invention that only now we're bored of davening? Mishnah Berurah, everybody ready? What's Sliach Tzibur Shetah? Ratzalomar, Shehu Nivhal, Veino Yoder Lachzor Alaf Shemaskirinato. So a guy didn't say Mashiv Aruach Humorit Hageshem. And you said Mashiv Aruach Humorit Hageshem, and he gets startled. Ugh. I'm making a mistake. I don't want to make mistakes. No good. He doesn't know what the mistake was. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ya'amod acher tachtav. U'matchil mitchil tabracha shetaze. Namely, Shliach Tzibur gets up there. He starts davening. And he gets nervous because he just made a mistake. He didn't say, Hakel HaMelech HaKadosh. He said, Hakel HaKadosh Teren Gaseret Shemei Tshuva. He's nervous. Said, you know what? You don't like me? I'm sitting down. Can someone else get up and continue?
Yes.
100%. And etc. Set the Mishnah Berurah. Lechatchila tov sheyeh oto acher mi shekiven lechol atfila im shliach tzibur velosach b'shach shliach lo mitpalel v'im lo nitzaka ze yikchof mi shelo kiven b'ze. Very simply, you should take someone that was listening to Chazarat HaShatz so he can take over, and if not, the guy just came in. Here, you take over. From here, we can infer if you can switch the chazan in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz. Yeah. Then Lo Kol Shekein, the Ben Benol of the Kal V'Chomer, the son of the Kal V'Chomer, the Ben Benol of the Kol Shekein, absolutely you can switch him Asher Valetzio. In the middle of Chazarat HaShatz you can switch. So Kal V'Chomer, you can switch him later. What? So, two different sources. We saw two sources saying, no, Kaddish Tidkabel goes with Chazarat HaShatz. You can't switch. The other one says, if you can switch in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz, Kal V'Chomer, you can switch Asher Valetzio.
But what about... taking the three steps back. Because you just read before in the Ramah and the...
Very good. So how does the Shulchan Aruch on the left side reconcile with the Shulchan Aruch on the right side? So Harold, there's two answers. Anytime you have a machlokes within the same person. You know, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah against the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rambam in Morah Nevuchim against the Rambam somewhere else. You could say two things. Number one, it's a machlokes Rishonim. What, it's the same person? All right, one day he said it on this side of his mouth, the next day he said it on that side, Machlokes Rishonim. What, he wasn't the Rambam when he wrote the Morah Nevuchim, when he went to Mishnah Torah? Machlokes Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Hashem, this great Rosh Yeshiva out there, that's how they make a living. They try to reconcile number one with number two. Or, let's reread one of the sources. So if you can switch the chazin, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Ukeshiyachzor atfila b'kol ein tzarich lachzor. What does ein tzarich mean? We thought it meant don't. Just take the 3 steps back at Kaddish Titkabel. Now let's reread it. What's ein tzarich?
It's not necessary.
It's not necessary. But if you want to, do it. So if you're going to switch the chazin, then you should take 3 steps back. Okay? It's all 2 different sources. One says no, 2 says no, 1 says yes, same Shulchan Aruch. Everything here was taken from the same book. Even from the same chelik, I believe, of the Mishnah Berurah, chelik Aleph. All right. Lehalacha, as usual in these cases, without looking at the source sheet for a moment, that's the last time I'm going to say that in this year. Gentlemen, when you have a machlokas, there's going to be 3 answers. One is, source number 1 is correct. One is, source number 2 is correct. And number 3, a compromise. That's what's going to be. So on this particular issue, it seems very clear to me that the Sephardic poskim, not all, but majority, say you can't switch the chazan. The Ashkenazic poskim say, okay. And in between, we have a compromise point of view. So let's first see the no. Right side of the page. Yaskil Avdi. Anyone know who the responsum called Yaskil Avdi, your servant is smart? Rav Ovadia Hadaya. Rav Ovadia Hadaya was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Ben Purat Yosef, which as you walk to the Kotel from the Jewish, from let's say you park your car going through Shar Tzion, you park your car up there, you walk down on the real left side, big yeshiva, Yeshivat Ben Purat Yosef. Rav Ovadia Yosef learned there as a child. That was the famous story you probably heard about him, that he went and he had to leave yeshiva because his father said, I need help in the store. And the Rosh Yeshiva came and said, I'll help you in the store. He needs to learn Torah. Right? That's the famous story. Well, gentlemen, Rav Ovadia Hadaya says, Lechvod Yididi HaRav Agaon Ephraim Greenblatt. I love this. Ephraim Greenblatt, as you can know from the name Greenblatt, I don't believe he was from the Sephardic ethnic group. With the name Greenblatt. Anyone here know of Rav Ephraim Greenblatt? The Rav Ovadia Ephraim, a great posek. I believe he lived in Memphis, Tennessee. Big posek. He asked Rav Ovadia Hadaya, Ba'asher la'minhag, parentheses, B'yoter etzel Ashkenazim. You know those Ashkenazic brothers who don't know anything? These are the ones that are doing it. All right. So here is the minhag. What's the minhag? She'achad nipal shachrit adachar yudchet. One does chazarat ashatz, v'acher noten la'acher. And then he steps down, someone else takes over Asher Valetzion. This is the minhag by those Ashkenazim. Says Rav Ovadia Hadaya, Kilo nachon davar ze. Absolutely a mistake. Befrat inyan kaddish titkabel, sheze shayach lach lami shitpalel chazarat ha'amida, sheminadin lo tzarich lifsog, yim epsiot b'siyum ha'chazara. Shulchan Aruch paskens, you don't have to take 3 steps back, because kaddish titkabel is connected to chazarat ha'shatz. Therefore not proper when someone goes ahead and switches the chazan. And then he's very, very adamant. He brings various sources, amongst them the ones we already brought. Source number 1, Kaddish Titkabel connected to Chazarat HaShatz. Source number 2, if a minion leaves, but you started Chazarat HaShatz with a minion, you can even say Kaddish Titkabel, meaning they're really interconnected. And eventually he says the following words. Look at the bolded lines. He says, the Kaddish Titkabel, Titkabel Tzaloton, accept our prayers mean Chazarat HaShatz, and therefore, Alkein, here comes the clincher. This is what happens when someone's sure of himself. Yeshlim Noah HaMinhag HaGarua HaZeh. This is a terrible minhag. It's so terrible, but who has this minhag? Not us, holy Sephardim. God forbid. B'yoter etzel Ashkenazim v'yeshlim chot b'yadam. Ashkenazim have that minhag. Minhag garua. What's garua?
Bad.
Bad. Bad minhag. So, when Rav Ovadia Hadaya shul, there's 3 aveilim. Harold says, we want them all to daven. Rav Ovadia Hadaya says, take a hike. 1 chazin from Yishtabach till Kaddish Titkabel. You want to split it up? We have Shachris, we have Mincha, we have Mayrif. You have 4 aveilim, he'll get over it.
I suggest that in the beginning.
What?
I suggested that in the very beginning.
All right. Now his Talmud. I think he was his Talmud. Rav Ovadia Yosef. Rav Ovadia Yosef, as you know, wrote endless Sfarim. There was no one like him. No one like him in the last generation. Really, one of a kind. Rav Ovadia Yosef didn't write this book, but his son, the current Sephardic chief rabbi, wrote it based on his Piskei Halacha. It's called Yalkut Yosef. It's a very large set. The Yalkut Yosef, literally the backpack of Yosef, Rav Ovadia Yosef. In this backpack, you have the bottom line, and on the bottom of it, you have the sources. So the bottom line, this minhag of one guy davening Chazarat Hashatz, the next one taking Geider Asher Valetzion, he's a little more, how can I say this nicely, tolerant, but not by much. Val kopanim. Lechatchila bevaday sheraui shashliach tzibur atzmo yomar kaddish tikabel vechoshekin lemin hagenu sheomrim tzelotana uvautona im tzelotan. How do the Sfardim say kaddish tikabel? We Ashkenazim say tikabel tzelotan. Accept our prayers. What's prayers? Prayers. We have many prayers. Well, we have a praise. We have a thanksgiving prayer. We have a request prayer. We ask God for both physical things, spiritual things. Accept our prayers. That's not the way the Sfardim say Kaddish Tikabel. What do they say? In general, the Sfardim say more than Ashkenazim in davening. They like to daven. The Sfardim in their Nutzach say, Titkabel Tzlotana Uvautona, Im Tzlotahon Dechobet Yisrael. Accept my prayer and my plea together with all the prayers of the Jewish people. Namely, what's my prayer, my plea? What I just said before, Chazarat Hashatz. So he's literally saying Chazarat Hashatz. You just say prayer, prayer can be many things. But if you say Tzolotona uvahotona im Tzolotot, no good, it means the Chazarat Hashatz. So how does he have a Chazin that didn't say Chazarat Hashatz say those words? Says Rav Ovadia Yosef, no good. Talachen! Bemakom sheyesh sham shnei anashim sheyesh lehem yortzeit, v'shneim mitchalkim atfila b'nehem, she'achad mesayim ha'chazara v'chaver omer ashul v'elotzion, lechatchila hashliach tzibor rishon hu zeh sheyomar takadish titkabel v'loach sheyesh tzibor sheni. So Harold had this idea before. No problem. One guy will say Ashrei lam natzeach uvalotzion va'atakadosh baruch shem k'vam v'tisein yuach v'shma charei k'vash gadol baruch k'vod Hashem imkomo Hashem chafetz l'man tziko yagdil tor v'yadir. Stop! Where is that chazin that didn't take three steps back, the Chazarat Hashatz guy? Oval number two says, here I am. Here, you say the Kaddish Tikabel. Why? Because Kaddish Tikabel is connected to Chazarat Hashatz. But unlike Avadja Hadaya, Rav Avadja Yosef says, the Ashrei V'Letzion is not. It's not a hefsek, but it's not necessarily connected. So you can have one chazin come up there, say the Chazarat Hashatz. The next chazin will come up and take over, albeit Kaddish Tikabel, call back the first cousin. Do we have a precedent of this very similar? Have you been in shul during Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh? Have you prayed there? Okay. Don't be embarrassed. You can say no. Have you davened? Oh, you davened in a minyan? Oh. Let me ask you a question. If you had an ovel, and he davened on Rosh Chodesh, he davened the Pesukei, the Zimra, the Shachris, he then said, what happens? He switched for Hallel, but he goes up for Kaddish. Why? Because there's Kaddish Tikabel. He's connected to the Chazarat Hashatz. That's Rav Ovadia Yosef. I'm a little more tolerant, says Rav Ovadia Yosef. But lechatchila. Lechatchila, that's what you should do. Now let's go to the left side of the page. We did see a source say you can even switch the Chazan in the middle of Chazarat Hashatz. So this shouldn't be a problem, switching to Ashur Valetzion. Says the Ramah, Teha Avelim, Nahaguli Paul B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Alpha Pisha and Isur Badavar. The Avelim don't daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though there's no Isur. There's no issue for an avil to daven Shabbos beyond Tov, but that's the Ashkenazic, almost universal minhag. That's the reason that this shir started, because I was sitting on the side, still am, and I looked at Chazanim and I started to call them names. Bad names, not nice names. This one's a stutterer. This one makes up words. This one thinks he has a good voice. This one doesn't even think he has a good voice, but he still goes up to Chazan. This one doesn't know how to read Hebrew. So I said, why am I talking this way? It's not nice. Let me do something about it. So I said, let's give shiurim, and maybe people will take it to heart and start davening better. Good idea, Bruce? Much better than calling people names, right? You call people names, you feel good about yourself, but you haven't changed anything. You give shiurim, hopefully people will listen and say, you know, he had a point there. Anyway, aveilim are sitting on the side, Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no prohibition, albeit that's the minhag. Aval b'yamot achol, but during the weekdays, mi sheyodea lihitpalel, I want to repeat that. Mi sheyodea lihitpalel, what does that mean? Who should daven? He's an avel, plus he knows how to daven. If he doesn't know how to daven, sit down, don't daven. As a matter of fact, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Kaddish Yatom, after Shir Shel Yom is for those Avigim that can't be Chazen. Meaning they knew they couldn't be Chazen, so we just taught them Kaddish, and that's good enough. It's like that little boy, he goes to Cheder because he's going to public school, so he has a little Cheder in the afternoon known as a Sunday school, but it's Tuesday school. He's going and the teacher teaches him Kaddish. Second year Kaddish. Finally, after 4 years, the father says, why are you only teaching him Kaddish? And the answer is, well, by the time he learns it, you'll be dead. Ay, terrible story, but that's unfortunately the way some things worked. Anyway, if you don't know how to daven, don't stand up there. You know how to daven, great. Yitpalo v'yotam olmi kaddish yatom is even better than kaddish yatom shenonit kanelo ektanim. For the people that are under bar mitzvah, don't know how to daven. Umi sheino yodel yitpalo kol ha'tfilo, yitpalo lam natzeh, uval etzion. Harold, should I repeat that? Umi sheino yodel yitpalo kol ha'tfilo, he's too slow, he's too fast, he doesn't know the words. That's pretty easy to say. You teach him three paragraphs. He doesn't have to learn the whole 19 blessings of the Chazaret Hashatz. He doesn't have to learn the entire Hallel. Three. Ramah Mefurosh. What does the Ramah say? What does the Ramah say? You want to switch the Chaz and Asher of Valetzion? Good idea. Do it.
What about the Kaddish?
Doesn't say a word.
SMS.
Doesn't say a word. Bir Alacha. This is the Mishnah Berurah's Perush on himself. You know, he wrote a book, Mishnah Berurah, then he wrote a Perush on his book. Because who knows better than him what the author meant? Good idea. I should do that. Take my book and start understanding. What did he mean when he wrote that? Is he out of his mind? Who's he? Me? You? Well, you look in the mirror. That's me. All right, says the Bir Alacha, his Perush on the Mishnah Berurah. Im yesh na'avilim shavim. There are two avelim that are equal. Once upon a time, there was a pecking order, as we learned, for Kaddish. Not everyone said Kaddish at the same time. One Kaddish, and there was a pecking order. Who's more important? So now we have two avelim. They're in the same situation. They both have Yortzeit. They're both in Yud Bet Chodesh. They're both in Shloshim. Equal. Says the Bir Alacha. They equal. Kigon Shal Shiva or Shal Shloshim Yud Bet Chodesh. Yatil Garel Benehem. Flip a coin. They're equal. There's no way to pass in this Alacha. Flip a coin. I don't know who the story is told about, the Nodeb Yehuda, the Shagas Aryeh. They asked him this question about who should be the Chazan today. We have a guy who's in Yortzeit, but he's also Yud Bet Chodesh. A guy's in Yud Bet Chodesh, but also a Shloshim. He says, flip a coin. To his congregants, the Gabbai says, but Rebbe, we have halachos about the pecking order. Here, the Shulchan Aruch wrote the whole pecking order. Answers the Shagas Aryeh, Nodeb Yehuda, I forgot who it was. How do you think he got to his Psak Halacha? He also flipped a coin. There's no halachos with regard. Not everything is a halacha logic. Sometimes it's a flip a coin. You don't know. So flip a coin. They call them Mayri. They ain't yecholim lipal lifnei amud. And all this is in a situation where you can only have one chazen. Say at mincha. One chazen. You can't split up mincha. Aval, but im yecholim shnehem lipal lifnei amud. If both are capable chazanim. The most important thing about the shir is be a capable proper chazen. Don't go up there if you don't know how to be chazen. One. Two. V'shneyem mirutzim la'kahal. Not only do you look in the mirror and you say, I'm a good chazen, but the people say, you're a good chazen. We want you to daven. Those are the two conditions. I wish a kabbayim around the world would take this to heart. He knows how to daven and the people agree with that notion. I wish. Many times you have one without the other. Says the Bir Halacha, Yatilu b'nehem goral be'ofen zeh. Flip a coin. Heads or tails. Heads means yishtabach till after chatzi kaddish. Tails.
Ashrav
otzion. So this is very clear today, gentlemen. Two Sephardic poskim, Rav Ovadia Hadayim, Rav Ovadia Yosef, say, don't do this split. Two Ashkenazi poskim, the Ramah, and then the Bir Halacha say, split away! The Yalkut Yosef, Rav Ovadia Yosef, obviously knows everyone, every book ever printed, photographic memory. He has to agree and say, Shliach Tzibu Shetov, Remar Kaddish Titkabel, Kodem Asher Uval Etzion, Yachzor Yamar Kaddish Tzkabam Sheni Itlachai Uval Etzion. Very interesting halacha. If the Chazan said Kaddish Tzkabel by mistake, he should say it again after Asher Uval Etzion, which from here we prove, if it was just connected to Chazaret Hashatz, he said Asher, he already said it, albeit in the wrong place. But we see from here, if it says another Kaddish Tzkabel, no problem. One said Kaddish Tzkabel for the Chazaret Hashatz, the next one says it for Asher Uval Etzion. You can split. Very clear here today, Ashkenazim Sfardim. Okay? Very clear, just to finish, before your questions, Rav Ovadia Yosef, as I said, brings everyone. Even though he has a point of view, the Shulchan Aruch is always correct. But he brings everyone. Very fair, very honest. He says, "B'makom shenogim la'akel, she'achad omer achazara, v'acher omer kaddish iskabel, the middle column, yesh la'alim me'em hayin." Rabbi Ovadia Yosef was very clear when he said, "Ashrei u'valetzion kaddish iskabel is connected to chazarat hashatz." But if you're in a shul where someone switches and then says the kaddish tikabel, meaning chazan number two, what should you do? Yesh le'alim with an ayin, ayin. How literally? Ignore. Ignore! This is not the most important thing in the world! Nice, preferable lechatchila, but not the most important thing! Rule number three for all those minions out there. We talked about the chazan doesn't know how to chazan. We talked about making a mistake and the guy screams his head off, "Hey, you made a mistake!" Not nice, unless it's a true mistake. Now comes rule number three. Not everything that's done wrong you have to scream about in shul. Certain things, ignore. You have chazan number one, and then chazan number two takes over Asher Valetzion. Rav Ovadia Yosef says, "I don't like the idea, but this is one of those things you ignore." In Shabbos Zachor, which is a Doraisa reading according to most poskim, the guy makes a mistake, correct him. But with the Kaddish Tzitkavel connected, not the most important thing, ignore. Al pi divrei harav. I don't know what this Dalet Tet means, some postscript. B'shem Rav Pachad Yitzchak, also don't know who that is. It's not Rav Yitzchak Kutner, it's an earlier book. Shehitir mitam shomrim tkabel tzavotu v'holtam. Especially in an Ashkenazic shul where they just say, accept our prayers. Not accept my prayer and my plea together with the prayers of the Jewish people. Just prayers. Prayers can be anything. Can be Ashrei v'aletzion. God, may be your will to keep the Tsar far away from us. Any of those prayers fit in? Anyone know where that was from?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay, gentlemen, Fiddler on the Roof is one of the most important movies that have been made in the history of the Jewish people. You have to know it by heart. You want to be a Jew in the modern era? You have to know Fiddler on the Roof. Tradition. Is this the little girl I carry? This is the fundamentals of Jewish faith. Right after the 13 Ikarim of the Rambam, number 14. I know Fiddler on the Roof by heart. No, any of those prayers. May the Tsar be far away from us. You know, Motel got his new sewing machine. He asked the rabbi if there's a blessing. He said, "Yehiratzon sheshtishrei shchina v'masa yadecha." Everything's prayers. So even if the chazan number two shouldn't switch him, ignore. Why? All he's saying is accept our prayers. Our prayers can mean chazaret hashatz. It can mean Asherei v'aletzion. To sum up, gentlemen, we saw two sources saying you can't switch the chazan and Asherei v'aletzion. We saw one source that said it's okay. Clearly, it's a machlok as Ashkenazim and Sfardim lahalacha. There is one middle point of view that says, if you want to switch, switch, but let the chazan from Chazarat Hashatz say the Kaddish Tzitkavel. But if all this doesn't happen, namely, you have chazan number one for Yishtabach to Chazarat Hashatz Chati Kaddish, and chazan number two comes Asher Valetzion, says the holy Rav Ovadia Yosef, clearly doesn't like the idea, ignore it. Why did he say ignore it? Number one, it's not the most important thing. Number two, we do have the Ashkenazic poskim. Okay, they're Ashkenazic. They're not Sephardim like me. They're making a mistake. But, you know, tolerant within halacha. And number three, he says accept our prayers. It can be any prayer you want. So therefore, on this particular issue, I would say be very, very tolerant. If you want to machmer on yourself, then don't go up there to switch the chazan. But don't start being machmer on the community if indeed there's sources for it. Not in a book somewhere in the back of the library. This is Mefurash, Ramah, Bir Halacha. We learn it all the time.